Blog Talk Radio.
Drum, please.
A bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
Meow, 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 meow
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down.
Oh yeah! This is the Get Down. We ain't come here to sit down. Let's go, y'all.
Is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, a.k.a. John Robinson, the Dark Knight, Mr. DSP. Yours truly, Bam Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. J-Rob, what's good, bro?
Van Meadows, what's up? How you doing, boy?
Oh, bro, I am doing great, man. How are you doing tonight?
Listen, I get a chance to share the spotlight with one of the best to ever do it, one of the best brothers two people could have ever given birth to, and on top of that, I get to hang out with you. I'm in a good space.
I'm in a good space, man.
They envious. I'm in a good space, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm great, man. I'm also in a good space, man. You know, it's Friday Eve. We got the Get Down. We had some hype music to start the show. More importantly, I'm hyped about this show right here. Tonight.
Man, listen, tell him, Van.
Before we get too amped up about the show tonight, the dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw.
I got mine.
You gotta get yours. You gotta get yours.
You gotta.
If you don't know.
Let's give a shout out, man, to our illustrious CEO. He is author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, man, for giving us Epiphany Radio, this platform where you can come through, hang out, have a good time, get your groove on, do some poetry, and just enjoy yourself, you know? Just have a ball. I mean,
that's why I hang out.
Right. Man. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you heard any of the pregame show, if you heard the song that was just played, that should give you some kind of hint at where we at tonight. Some kind of hint. But in case you need for us to spell it out, J-Rob the Wise Son, will you please let everybody know what tonight is about?
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, friends and fans, tonight we want you to spit that peace. Bring those bars, but make sure you leave the mic smoking.
Yeah.
I mean hot smoking.
Yeah.
That's where we going tonight.
And listen, don't worry about damaging the mic. Because
we've got
plenty of mics. You know, that's one thing that the budget is prepared for is plenty of mics. So we make sure we got plenty of mics. So don't worry about destroying it tonight. We anticipate you destroying the mic.
It is our hope that you destroy the mic.
Indeed, 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 indeed. Man.
I mean,
so I hope they
tonight's about bars.
It's about bars. It's about bars.
In the words of Mr. T, I pity the fool who ain't prepared to drop some bars on the get down. I pity the fool.
Pity him. I'm excited, man. I'm pumped up. Is you ready? You ready, Jay? Are you ready?
Am I ready? Man, I get to rock with you every week. Yeah, I'm ready, man. Are you ready, Van?
Man, I'm ready. I'm ready. I got goosebumps.
Are they ready?
I believe they are, Jay. You know, because last week, that they shocked the world with that ink that they dropped last week. So I know they ready.
Listen, what they did last week was nothing short of stupendous. And since we're on call, let me say thank you, Van, and thank anyone who is in the listening audience for the blessings that y'all passed by my way on Monday. Having you and a group of other people spit your versions of my poetry was exceptionally and levels beyond humbling. That was dope. I really enjoyed that, and I want to say thank you to you and to everyone involved who made that show happen. That was dope. Unexpected.
More than welcome,
good
brother.
Yes, sir.
So worth it, man. So worth it. And it was great, man. It was great. Y'all don't know, man, we had J-Rob crying on the air. He'll tell you that his eyes were sweating, but.
It is pollen because I got allergies. It's pollen.
Yeah, that's what we call it. That's what we call it.
The pollen got in the car.
You was driving cutting up onions, man. I was driving and cutting up onions
at the same time because I wanted to make meatloaf when I got back to New York.
That's all right, bro. Well deserved, man. Well deserved. But listen.
Talk to me.
Let's go ahead and kick this thing off, bro.
Would you like to do the honors and start them off, or shall I?
You haven't started in a while, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to step back, brother, and I'm going to let you go ahead and get down.
Bet to that. This piece is called Rhyme Time. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Right now the mic is mine. How else can you define a poet that spits bars like mine, line after line? May not be perfect, but it's not about the line, and it's not about the shine. But the execution is about the rhyme design. And I'm coming from a place where words fall off pages like avalanches, as I'm handing out high fives, pounds, and mush mashes, like Big Shirley when she's serving hamburger sandwiches to hungry wolf savages that run the streets screaming what's happening to these poets on wordplay canvases. The dark night of this poetry thing, still getting my rhymes on. Thank you for real for giving us a platform. You let me rep my New York thing with my Yankee fitted on, because this is what I sound like when I get my freaking bars on. Even with this gray hair, I still get my rhyme on. Hold up, girl, where you going? We ain't finished yet. You don't even need to be putting your panties on. I ain't nothing but a poet, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Man, please, back in the day when I used to rhyme, they used to call me MC JJ Holiday. So what are you listening to this with a revolution of a rhyme? Speaking of yelling, getting to the point across, every rhyme that I design is mine, all mine, and deep in my mind, so now I speak about the things that around that got you shook. Cause y'all look scared to look. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, so what you're listening to is not a Kindle or a Nook, just a poem in the true form of an awesome place. And this is what true poetry looks like from an open book. But you can, and you can tell who I am and what time and I'm on. I write these for the souls that can't get on their knees in each rhyme that I speak on, so I try to get this out of my speech box as it keeps coming out. Dedicate to 1 million souls and voices strong just until we come back to real life so that we can get our justice on. And that is a piece from J. Rob the Wise Son. And that piece is entitled Rhyme Time.
Did y'all hear this? I know I wasn't the only one that had a tune in my head, and I was moving, swaying, you know, like they did on the street corners when the MCs would just rock out and they just want to show off their lyrical skills. And this brother, y'all, he said, right now the mic is mine. How else can you define a poet that spits bars like mine? Line after line may not be perfect, but it's not about the line or about the shine, but the execution of the rhyme design. Bro, this had that old school flavor, that vibe to it. Bro, this piece was everything, Jay. This piece was everything, man. You killed that, bro. You killed that. Bars.
My man, Van. I don't get to spit like this anymore, man. I mean, you know, oftentimes people like my spoken word is something different, and oftentimes I don't put words together that rhyme as often as I did with this, but this was kind of fun and put me back in someplace different. So I was like, okay, let's see if I can write something like this and put my bars back in order. And that was pretty nice. That was a lot of fun.
That was dope.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope. But and I thank you for letting us do this kind of joint. This is kind of cool. But I'm not taking on this glory, doggy. Oh no. I'm on some Batman shit. No way. So here's what I need to know. Is your piece locked and loaded?
Man, it's locked and loaded.
Then I'm going to step back. I'm going to step back and put this mic in front of you, bruh, and I'm going to let you do what you do when you do what you do and act like that. What you do sounds like voodoo. The mic belongs to you.
Thank you, bro. I speak. This message is from the voice of the weak. Your criminality paves the way for the justices I seek. Controlled substances and fraudulent gas leaks, thought-provoking evidence tampering seems bleak. But not to the usual suspects that fit the description, so we remain docile and meek. Only because the law says you're in charge, so I dare not speak. Because life for me would end and I'd become an antique or more like a relic so obsolete. So today, yesterday, I raise my voice for the voiceless in English and not in Greek. You will feel the wrath of my spoken words so unique. Gifted with a silver-laced razor blade tongue with ancestry in Mozambique, where tribal warriors fought long and hard for freedom's peak. Because they seen our blood, sweat, and tears build a country cheek to cheek, shackle to shackle, while our tears leak the power of the storm from the uprising of your continued critique of just how narrow-minded the justices we seek. You think the dynamics of your skin color is so sleek that you can't get away with everything, including murder. We see your streak, kill us. Because we brown-skinned, light-skinned, dark-skinned, a horrible technique. My voice will challenge your illegal, legal authority mystique, because your shit definitely stinks from here to Martinique. So open your blind eyes that racism still exists. Open them, don't peek. Hush now, go to sleep and don't shriek at the infinite possibilities of how my oblique nonverbal cues have you mentally tied to a teak. See the way those nooses feels around your neck while your air leaks. That's for the voiceless you try to silence with your bullets, your chokeholds, your badge, and you reek of cowardly lies and fabricated stories you tried to dump in the creek. I'm done bodying you for those that can't speak, because they gone on. So I'm the living epistle of their voice from the grave, and now I speak. I speak. And that's that piece.
So let me go into my hot damn moment. Hot damn, hot damn, hot damn. And I say hot damn, man, because I don't get to hear you do this too often. I don't get to hear you give an adrenaline-like flow. So when I say hot damn, my man said, so today's yesterday, I raised my voice for the voiceless in English and not Greek. You will feel the wrath of my spoken words, so unique, gifted with a silver lace razor blade tongue ancestry in Mozambique. Yeah, see, this is in my wheelhouse. I should have asked us to switch poetry, because this is in my wheelhouse. We
yes,
should have just switched joints, because that was in my wheelhouse. When you hit it right there, I was like,
my bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even Janelle said, hot damn, that was hot. My man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I like that. I like that. This is the Van Meadows that I met all those years ago. This is that Van Meadows. Excellent spit, bro. Excellent spit. Van?
Bro. Blog Talk lady kicked me off. Oh, man, her going fight.
Yo, what is wrong with her? She kicked me off the other day.
Oh, we going to fight, man. We's going to fight. We going to fight. I apologize, y'all. I missed everything after you said Janelle, but it's all good, man. But me and the Blog Talk lady, we going to fight. We going to fight.
Well, hey, Janelle enjoyed your piece. Mike
Thank
and Kim
you,
liked your piece.
Thank
I loved
so
your
much.
Piece. Because, like
Appreciate
I said,
you.
This is the Van Meadows that I met all those years ago. That's dope.
Hey, man, I got to thank you, man, for letting us do this type of show, bro, because this is a joint effort. It's not a one-man show. It's a joint effort, and this right here is hot. This right here is hot. But, it ain't about us. We just come to spit a little bit, but it's definitely not about us. I'm ready to hear some bars from some of these.
I'm ready to hear some bars, too.
Are you ready to hear some of these bars, too? Bro, listen. First on the mic, y'all, Rebel P. Jones.
A.K.A. that dude.
What it do, Rebel P.?
What's going on, in God?
Salute, King.
Salute to you, bro.
Thank you for waking up today, y'all. How you doing?
Thank you.
Rebel P, I'm doing phenomenal, bro. Phenomenal.
Good to hear you, man.
Hey,
J-Rod.
Hey, yo, Rebel.
J-Rod.
Yo, my big brother, Rebel P, what's up, man? Let me say thank you once again.
I need to ask you guys one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sorry to cut you off, but I need to make sure if you got the memo to bring your space suit tonight.
Oh, I got the memo.
Yeah, I got the memo.
I know
okay.
who we're dealing with.
Okay.
I know who we're dealing with.
Because I brought a spaceman with me. I brought a spaceman with me, so.
Well, before I put my oxygen tank on, let me say thank you for the way you spit that joint regarding my son on Monday, man. That was dope, and I'm glad I sent that off, because you and I talk a lot, and when you tell me about your boys, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, this fits, especially when he says, son, I'm
that
not hard on you.
That was an honor for me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was dope, and I dug how you did it, bro. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
I felt reading your piece, I felt like I really was talking to my son, you know what I mean? So, man, that really hit home for me.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I sent you that one particularly, because I was like, yo, this brother's always getting on them boys, and he's talking to them, getting at them, talking to them, getting at them, talking to them, getting at them. And it just warmed my heart to hear you do that, man, because someday I can hear you saying that to your sons. I'm not hard on you.
Oh, mm-mm. Yes. Oh, yes.
I speak like to you because the world's not going to be nice to you.
And
when you go in like
that.
I've
actually told them that.
See? It was just a pleasure, man. So thank you so much. Van Meadows.
Hey, man. I was elated, man. And just like you said, man, I felt like he was talking to his sons, man. I can vibe with that, man. I can vibe with that. But
right on.
Rebel P, since we got our spacesuits on tonight, bro, check this out. Your piece locked and loaded, bro.
For sure.
Well, brother, me and my man Jay, we going to step back. We getting out of the light and allow you
let you
have the light. And go ahead and get on down, bro.
I know I always say I'm going to get down, but tonight I'm going to get down. I'm going to take us out of this world, out of this world. I want to talk about that moment when bars flood my streams of blood and my mind thought yards all at the same time and the pen begins screaming and bleeding a treaty with the fingers that embrace the current haunting of this specific poetic vessel this very moment in time. Tread very careful, you're not prepared for the storm the spirit's about to issue you. Folks listening right now are currently broken, but I'm about to restitch you. The pen in this ink speaks to me and through me, and it says, bless you. Because what runs through me muses you to use the message we wish you to bring to the world that listens after dark. Allow yourself to breathe. Slow your heart and separate far apart from your usual daily march as your usual hurries and concerns don't mean nothing here. Let's now let this journey start this. I compartmentalize the world around us into a minute spot. I told you the matrix is real and that you didn't need to take a pill to watch for it. All around us in just an eye or earshot. I shall now bend your mind and rip your reality apart. This is a skill I use called spoken word now leaves the realms of art and reaches planes beyond this universe as doors begin to open and tell so many secrets of a life force that exists within each star. This answers the questions of whom we really are, and I don't mean Hollywood represented celebrated frauds that are not the real gods. They don't walk the walk. They just sit in Hollywood squares with political counterparts as garbage flies out from their fat mouths. Well, that escalated quick and took a turn for the worst. Time to run south, running through crowds of Kardashians and basketball wives claiming to be real, but spit ghost-written scripts on camera, pre-recorded, not even live. The energy of this crowd and the spirit inside keeps me in a powerful state of mind where I'm not able to thrive, doing far more than just staying alive. Yes, I'm an encounter of another kind. Yes. We have arrived. No spacecraft in sight. I arrived here in darkness, but walk through the struggles of life to enter in light. Government disclosure for public notice of my kind shall never be televised. But if you're tuned into your cells or internet radios, you're catching this epiphany live and uncensored as your cancer of your regularly scheduled program has just been filtered from the currents in the current radio waves. And that's from DSR all goddamn day. This has been a C-30 for music and Madman production with Rebel P. Jones on fucking display. Now that's a piece to get down to on the get down with bars and gems in the content. They'll leave your awe struck as I walk away from a melting, smoldering mic.
Houston, we have a problem. Houston, Rebel P. Jones just left the microphone smoking hot. Please send more. Please send more mics.
I'm sorry, Space Station Bars. Can you please repeat the transmission? We're having some communication issues. Please repeat the transmission.
I repeat, Rebel P. Jones has destroyed the mic. He has left us nothing. Please send more. We only have enough for one show. Oh, hold up. Oh, hold up.
Affirmative, affirmative, affirmative. We have more mics coming. We was wondering what that silver debris was floating around up in space. So thank you for confirming. More mics, we'll have those on the way.
Thank you, Houston. We await. We await.
That was dumb.
Rebel P. Rebel P. Hey, man, I'm letting you know right now, man, if I ever get into a bars battle, man, I'm dragging you from wherever you at, and you coming with me. That's
yeah, you going to write some joints for me, boy.
You coming with me, bro. You's coming with me because you just laced that, those bars. Fire, bro, fire. And what you did at the end there, my gracious.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, my sister Kim said fire department is on the way.
Oh, man, y'all silly.
Dead ass. He just texted me.
Yeah,
yo, I do a whole
man.
Lot of work in the background. And people are hitting me up, and they like, Rebel P. Jones, yo, OMG. That's what I just got. Yeah.
Yo.
That's
yo.
Crazy. Well, thank you, yo.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, if I go back in the battle mode, bro, you got to write my bars for me, brother, because that right there, yeah, I'm digging that.
I'm straight
digging that.
Bro.
He's a bad boy.
Man, y'all got me hyped, man. Y'all got me so hyped, man. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's real humble,
killing
man.
Killing me all humble and stuff. You hear your boy?
I am, man.
I tell you.
Bro. Fire, bro. Fire.
It's just something I love to do, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nah,
man, we appreciate
we,
you.
We love
man.
That you love it and appreciate you bringing it to the get down, bro.
Yes, sir.
No
yes,
doubt.
Sir.
No doubt.
Man. All right, bro, we're going to send you off to the get down dance floor, man. So now you can put some action to those bars, man, and move those feet, man, and show everybody the moves, man. Because, listen, it's fitting to go down tonight. The DJ's playing some 80s, 90s hip hop rap, bro. Man, just get over there, man. Just get over there, man. He said, look, the DJ said, he said tonight, he said, man, forget all those other versus battles. He got the ultimate versus battle between the ladies. He got Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown queued up. Bro, this is about to
win.
Damn.
You know, Foxy's my bro, man. That's
yeah, she mine too, boy. She mine too. Man, I gotta load up some. I gotta load up some stuff from the firm, man. Cause some of y'all don't know she was in a group called the firm.
Ooh, there you go.
AZ. Man, they just bro.
That joint
bro.
With cannabis, AZ, nine.
Yeah.
Man.
Yes. Bro.
Yes.
Whew.
Oh man, right, you're gonna make me leap into the archives. Thank you, guys.
I know that's right, man. Man, look, I had to tell the DJ, I said, man, you got to be careful, man, when you play certain cuts, man, because it just bring the MCs on there, right? He said, man, he's going to do it. He said he's going to dance floor. He told me he's going to play some Mobb Deep, Shook One. So, yo.
Yeah, y'all know what's coming.
Yo. All right, Rebel P, get over there, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother.
Yeah,
my man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother Rebel P. Jones, man, coming through, blazing the mic, man. Listen. Whew. Let's keep this party going, Jay. Let's keep this party going, man. We got.
Who we got?
La Pearl, La Negra.
Hey. I don't even know why y'all open up my mic. I mean, damn, do y'all have to be so good? Really?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't see myself as that good.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I just write words on my paper. I just write words on paper.
Right now, I ain't got no bars. I'm telling you right now, I got no bars. I cannot. I can't. But I got a little piece. I just ain't got. I can't. Y'all, I don't even know why y'all open up my microphone. Oh my God, Lord. I should have stayed in the background listening.
J-Rod, I think she's telling us a story, Jay.
I think she's telling us a story.
I think she's fit.
And y'all know how I do. I don't break nothing until like the last minute. What y'all did? That shit is like, I don't even have words for it. It's like you shot us through the stars. The pieces was powerful. Y'all came strong and just. I'm like, God damn. What kind of, you know what, I don't know what I walked into tonight, but I was not paying attention.
That was Van.
Y'all are crazy good. Oh, my God. You know what?
That was J-Rob. That was Jay, right?
Yup. It was you and him. Yup.
He wrote my piece. He wrote my piece.
And that, you know what? Can y'all even breathe? Because I know it's just, I know the room is just full of smoke. Rubble P just came by and he just went blazing on down the damn street. He just took it. Damn, y'all.
That was Van.
That was J-Rob. I just write words on a piece of paper, and that's just how I come out, you know.
I couldn't do nothing but sit here and put my head down and shake it. Like, fucking believable.
this dude. That's what I was saying. I'm like, this dude here.
Yo, y'all are too damn good to be, oh, my God. You know what? Lord Jesus, help me. Lord have mercy. Y'all got it. You can't be touched. You got it. That's all I'm saying. Can't nobody touch
you. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen.
So.
J-Rob. Let's get her to the mic.
Let's cut all the shenanigans and the giggling and laughing. LaPearl, you ready to step to the mic, sweetheart?
I'm ready.
Then me and Van, we just want you to spit that piece, bring those bars, and just leave the mic smoking. It's
Lord.
All on you, so go ahead and get on down.
Lord, I'm going to try. I got no bars, though, I'm telling y'all now. All right. Thank you. This is called Blessings of My Hidden Lupine God. Stars in my eyes, but it's a wolf beneath my skin. So I run alone in silence to keep her hidden because I know the power of her storm inside me. The cry and my howl is the love story of my soul. Only a few select have actually heard the rarity of its sound and understand my call. Yet the light of my spirit covers all of whom I encounter because of the purity I've been charged with. I wake each day humble, grateful, and thankful. For knowledge is like the power behind the great white pursuit in open water. The rhythm of ancestral drums dwell within my heartbeat, while the omnipresent eye of beloved keep track of my foes and guard my path of my footsteps. I'm blessed. That's that piece.
You trying to walk in here all humble and walking on eggshells. Do you hear this, Van?
I hear it.
Talk to your girl, Van.
I'm gonna tell this how y'all knew she was lying. Watch this. Danielle, can you go over those first opening two lines again for me? Can you just go over those again for me?
All
right. There are stars in my eyes, the wolf beneath my skin. So I run alone in silence to keep her hidden, because I know the power of her storm inside me.
Bars. Bars.
That was bars. Okay.
Yeah, bars.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving this one poetry instead of bars. I liked it.
Nah, no,
I'm giving this one poetry.
It's bars. No, it's bars. It's poetic bars.
I'm giving her poetry.
It's romance.
Because she's
talking
about she's holding the beast within. She went short on us. She went short on us.
Right.
I felt cheated. I felt cheated, Van, because I know what she's capable of.
So beautiful.
So I'm giving this poetry. That's a good look, because it was very good poetry. She had one or two bars in there, but she gave us poetry.
But she gave us poetry. Agreed.
She gave us poetry.
Agreed.
She gave us poetry. Oh, let me correct. Damn good poetry, but she gave us poetry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't suck. She gave us damn good poetry.
Indeed.
Thank you. Indeed. I needed to hear that. Thank you. Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
May I say, La Pearl, La Negra, phenomenal show last evening.
I wouldn't know.
I'm going to throw it right back at you. Oh, you were awesome. And the show was, it was phenomenal.
I got cut off. I wouldn't know. I got cut off.
Sorry, J-Rock. Sorry.
I was being so rudely disrespected yesterday. Rudely disrespected. Just
she cut me off.
Rudely.
She hung up on
rudely
me.
Disrespected.
So at least you know that it's not just you. It's not just you.
I feel rudely disrespected. It was terrible. I was in my feelings for about a half an hour behind that street wall. I couldn't, at the time I got cut off, I couldn't even listen online. I just felt like, okay. I said, so this is what we're doing to each other. All right. That's what's up. Remember back in the days when somebody did something wrong to you? You'd be like, all right, that's a bet. That's a bet. All
right.
All right, bet. You want to act funny like that? Bet. All right. That's a bet. All right.
That's how we do.
I was feeling some kind of way, and I was like, oh, for real? That's what we doing? All right.
Absolutely,
all right.
Bro. Absolutely.
Don't let me back in. That's a bet. All right. Bye. Bye. I felt like pushing her like Patrick Beverly did Chris Paul.
Oh, man. He was wrong for that one. Wrong for that one.
Oh, man.
Listen, LaPearl, thank you for what you did on Monday. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, J-Rock.
No, I'll bow my head to you. Thank you for entrusting me with your piece, because your work is, God. Oh, man. I'm so grateful.
Occasionally, I come up with some stuff when Van's not writing my material. Sometimes I can write some good stuff. So I want to say thank you. When Van and Mojave don't write my material, I'm pretty creative. But thank you, all of y'all.
All of y'all are just phenomenal. I wish I knew another word. I just, I don't know.
I mean, you can always say
subliminal. There you go.
Yeah.
Just no, super liminal. There you go. That's the word.
I'll take that.
All right. Well, look, listen. Before you go to the dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I sure can, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday night, this Saturday night at 9 p.m., I will be in the studio with my co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. And that is in Poetic Therapy. Y'all come on by and relieve some mental stress. Some good conversation and some great open mic poetry. Monday nights at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe. And I'm in there with For Real, the poet Douglas, the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Essentially, Janice, who works the page, who works the event page for us, y'all. Check it out. She's so gifted. She makes it look great. And my co-host from last night, who did an awesome job. Poetic. Y'all come on by. Please check out. Check us out on Monday night because we have second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen. We push your creative side. That is Monday night at 9. Wednesday night, I got a treat for y'all. Y'all going to like this topic. Y'all are really going to like this topic. I hope you do. I'm in the love zone with my sexy diva who I co-host with, Ms. VIP. Now, I'm going to give y'all a topic now. May as well. The topic of discussion for Wednesday night is, what is your safe word?
Ooh.
So y'all come on by. Caught up in the love zone. That is Wednesday night.
What kind of freak
tonight.
Shit is this?
Listen. The safe word goes for either or. You can either have a safe word for yourself or you can give your partner a safe word. Me, I'm going to give my partner a safe word because I'm just, Anyway, y'all come on by and then you have it.
Yeah.
You just nasty.
Yeah, safe word.
Hi, look.
Now,
safe
now,
word?
Now, should I do a new piece or do y'all want me to do my old piece called Safe Word?
And bring what you want. No, write something new. I like those. Bring something out of here, so. I don't know. Bring something.
Oh, all right. I look forward to it. Now get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor with Rebel P and y'all hold it down. I mean, you know, it's an old school kind of vibe tonight. We got bars tonight, so get on over there and I would tell you to do a two-step. Don't do no two-step tonight. I want to see you pop, lock, and drop it. Oh.
Lord. I ain't the child. If I pop, I'm a lock for sure. And if I drop, it's a wrap. But I'm going to try. I can do some serious feet dancing, though. I got y'all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl La Negra on her way to the dance floor. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Keep this thing going, man. This is getting live up in here, man. It's getting live. We got the other half host of the Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe every other Friday, y'all. She is Miss VIP.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
How you doing? You doing okay?
I'm tired.
Hey, VIP.
I'm tired. Okay, I'm tired.
You made it down south.
I am in South Carolina.
You're in my grounds, huh?
Look, I ain't far enough. I already know. I'm not in Aiken. I don't even know where I'm at. I'm in Florence.
You're in Florence. Oh, yeah, that's just up the road.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a hug coming. I hear a hug.
Oh,
I hear a hug.
Oh.
If I hear
talking,
a
hug. I'm hugging that baby. I'll be hugging that baby.
I know that's right.
I hear a hug.
I know.
That's all I'm saying. I hear a hug. I hear a hug. I hear a hug. I hear a hug.
Y'all crack me up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this is VIP.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Find some bars tonight. Is your piece locked and loaded?
It is locked and loaded. I'm not sure about bars, but it's locked and loaded.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We heard a few bars in your counterpart's piece, so, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see. So me and my broski, we're gonna step back from the light. We got a brand new mic out here, you know, because the other one was
broken.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, you guys did it, and Rebel just burnt it all up.
Yeah. That's my. But it's fresh for you. So you know, do with
okay.
it as you will.
Thank
and go ahead and get on down.
I'm not sure what this piece is called, but I'm going to try A Whisper in Love Sincerity. I'll try that. I heard you whisper, I love you, as if you didn't want me to know, like it's incredible to feel this way again. But what you didn't know, it made me glow. My inside swooned. My body begged yours to stay next to me. Be with me in a place where real love withstands the test of time. Hold hands, kisses day and night, the kind that perseveres through arguments, bad times. And when we end up in bed, touching, breathing in sync in dawn's early light, can you really comprehend how much of your feelings are reciprocated? Understand this, it's not complicated. Love for you is my world, orchestrated by the divine one. I could have never done this myself, but I feel blessed. No more games. I tell you I love you, I want you. Deep down I confess I need you and no one else. And that's that piece.
Okay. She went sappy on us. She went sappy, like, you know, I'm trying to touch somebody with some pretty eyes when they're looking in the mind before they touch my thighs. But I'm digging that. I'm digging that. She went sappy with. I'm liking what I'm hearing. I'm liking what I'm hearing. Van Metals, what say you?
Yeah,
she kind of
gave me that vibe with the her hair all done up in like a earlier 60s style with a flower in her hair, with nice sequin dress on, palm in that mic.
Oh, what sequin?
Everybody's ears. Whoo! I love that. I love that. That was something cool. That was something hot. The mic is just smoking
bars
because
bars or sappy?
Hot. That was sappy bars. Sappy bars.
Sappy bars. Okay.
Sappy bars.
Thank you so much, guys.
No, thank you. Thank you.
I personally like it, though. I'm going to hit you back channel because I'd like to, if you don't mind, and I ask humbly if you don't mind, I'd like to add something to that in the form of a collaboration.
Oh, you.
If you don't
you
mind.
Go right
if you don't
ahead.
Mind.
Oh, I don't mind. You go, New York John. Have at it. You got DSP tonight, all right?
When it comes to you, girl, I got DSP all year long.
Oh, you go, boy.
Take that,
all
man.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Y'all crazy.
You heard
hell.
The finger snap.
I heard it. I heard it.
Y'all are so silly.
J-Rock.
Sir.
She's waiting.
I'm waiting? Whoa. What am I waiting for?
She's waiting.
What's she waiting for, brother? What is she waiting for?
You to us, for you to ask her what she got going on.
Oh, she's driving long. She's driving long distance, so I wasn't trying to, you know, bother her more than I had to because she's been driving long distance.
Oh boy!
But Miss V
crazy.
To the I to the P, can you please?
Yes,
since this is bars tonight, Miss V
okay.
to the I to the P, can you please tell me what you got going on coming up? So that we can say what's
okay.
up and we can visit what you got
all
going
right.
on and we can all get to that kind of zone that you call love.
Well, next week, my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be back in the love zone. And as you've heard already, the topic is, what is your safe word? I know one of you does not have one. And you know who I'm talking about. I already know this. There is not one.
Van Metals.
Anyway, and then next Friday is Express Your Vibe, and we have a good time. So just come on in as you are and sit just exactly how you feel. Right? So y'all come on in.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
that,
ma'am.
I got
indeed.
I haven't been asleep since yesterday.
Thank you for coming through. We know you have to get some sleep. So please, please drive safely in your travels.
Thank you. I'll
get you some sleep. If you happen to hang up on the show, it's okay. I just need you to get to where you're going safely. So hanging up is all right.
Thank you so much. All right, y'all.
My loved one might take your socks off, baby, baby.
I like her. She is so dope.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Man, man, man. They're coming through with it tonight, Jay. They're coming through. And this next...
This is all your fault.
This is all your fault, man. What you mean, my fault? Our fault. It's your fault, man. You the one coming up here. You the one coming up here sounding like a third member of EPMD.
I'm just doing what the title says to do. I'm just doing the title.
Yeah, you did that, bro. You did that. But listen, I got another brother coming up, man.
Here?
Who, bro? You ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
C double 34 music, y'all. C double, what's good, bro?
My goodness, where y'all started that off? I mean, Big Shirley, what's happening? What the hell? And then Poetic, you with your flow? Come on now. And then y'all bring in Rebel, and then La Pearl, and then VIP. I need J Rob to do the X Clan thing, please.
This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key, sissies.
Yes, sir.
I feel better now. How are you doing?
Today's
good,
a good
bro.
Day, and it's good that you're feeling good, sir.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Man, good
I
brushing.
Wish I could spit like Chip Fu or the Fu Snickens right about now.
Oh, man. Oh man,
and he can still do that. I saw him pre-pandemic. He can still do that.
Wow,
great show, excellent show.
Thank you, good brother. We appreciate you. Now,
thank you, sir.
Now we know C double 34 music got bars. We know because we've heard them. So, brother, we got a mic up here. I've already had him change it out. This one ain't even been touched yet. So it's time for you to leave the mic smoking. We're going to step back, brother, and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece is called No Holds on Bars. I go through these bars like I'm escaping Alcatraz and take down the alchemist drunk on alcohol when I laugh. My standards challenge the cannibals with cannonballs lit on Adderall. Mix it with chamomile under camouflage. Wait, get back to me. No, get over here. I be that scorpion pincer filleting your kidneys for dinner. Come and get it as I give your dog kibbles and bits. Because you literally miss the emphasis on me, the emperor. Since 87, I set it off. Let me rock if you smell what I'm cooking. Guy Fieri, Bobby Flay, look again. These words are permanent, confirmed in this tournament as I cover your exit wounds like a tourniquet. You're bleeding. Grab two and play basketball, shirts and skins. How dare I say that to you in your face? Oh, the nerve of me. Well, learn to read as I'm surveying your woman's curvature. She looks like RuPaul, so you better tell her to work it, girl. I've got certain skills certified when you check out my melody. Pronounced by my legacy with FSC and effigy from the FCC. Got you shedding skins like a boa constrictor and got you conflicted. Have you considered the mystery of why Lorena chop your dick off? That's wicked as you're stuck in the wicker chair, sipping gin and coke, picking your nose and choosing the Cyrano de Bergerac, greasing your weave tracks with bergamot. Damn, you forgot I get highly logical like this is Spock. This is my spot, and I shall don this magic wand to satisfy my appetite. And you better hit Amazon to replace these 20 mics. Jordan, Jackson, Tyson, Vic, you're going to need a plumber because I've clogged you. Why? Because I'm the shit cocky mushroom that'll bust you like rush hour in the lunchroom, which would be a luxury underneath the infrastructure built by me. C-double coming from the dungeon, spitting bars. Now what else you want from me? I bought ball to the Mediterranean, that's the hood in Monopoly, after I impregnated Chaka Khan, so she could feel for me through this fire monologue, and that's my bars, not chili, Red Robin, McDonald's, or Applebee's. I drop these lines like chalk on the body count. I end this piece selectively, calculate all the casualties. You're going to need Matlock and King Ad-Rock to grab all 57 passengers. Just to alarm them, this is a stunt professional. And these stanzas can't be handled by amateurs. As I tip my head sideways, adjusting my sunglasses like Horatio Kane. This is C-34 music with a sub-bass boost, and you better remember my name. Cheers.
Dun 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 bars dun 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 dun. Yeah, yeah, you did that, boy. You did that, boy.
Yeah.
I like who you took that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's
Yo,
up.
Yo, man, in between all that, he had a little cool G rap inside of him where he was like,
right,
don't fear
right,
me, don't
right.
dare me, but don't compare me to him when you hear me.
Right. And then what I heard was is with that what you just did, Jay, that da, 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 that right there, and all throughout the piece you just hear Rakim, check out my melody, check out my melody.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, because that line was in your piece, bro. You did that with them bars, bro. Mad bars in this piece. Hey, man, I need you to do something for me, though, man. There's
sure.
a line that I need to hear again. The one about the constrictor and the boa constrictor. I just need to hear those few lines again for me, if you don't mind.
Okay. Got you shedding skin like a boa constrictor and got you conflicted. Have you considered the mystery of why Lorena chops your dick off that's wicked and just tucking the wicker chair, sipping gin and coke, picking your nose and choosing Cyrano de Bergerac, greasing your beast track with bergamot? Damn, you forgot I get highly logical like the Spock.
Yo.
Damn.
Yo.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. That's bars, man. Bars all day, bro. Phenomenal, man. Just phenomenal piece. I dig your work, brother, always, man. I can't wait for the melody that you're going to add behind this. I can't wait. And what you're going to do.
Well, right now I'm sampling WWE and getting the announcers in this thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Oh, man. J-Rob. You hear this, man? Do you hear this, man?
In the words of DMX, that's your man. That's your man.
That is my man. That's my man. All right, see, double my brother, man. We're going to send you an over to the Get Down dance floor. Ain't much dancing going on over there because the music is just so hot that everybody's in like a cipher and they rhyming. So get on over there, hang out, man, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to jump around like Onyx and Slam.
Matter of fact, CC Double, I got something I'm going to send you directly since that's where you at. I got something for you. It's called 110 Mics by K Slay, and there's some special joints in there specifically you're going to love.
Ooh. The sampling line is going on right now. Thank you very much for the gift.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, my brother.
Mm.
One love, one mic. Take your socks off. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yep. Hank Hill says one love, one mic.
All day.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. This show is hype, bro. This show is, it's so much stuff going on in my head right now, bro. I literally am writing stuff down as the show is happening because there's just so much going on in the show that's got me like, yeah, we got to use that. Yeah, I'm going to have to use that. But this is dope, man. This is dope, man.
Dope. These cats are coming through with some lines that I can't believe. So I'm listening to it. I can't wait till VIP wakes up and she lets me touch the piece that she dropped because there's something to be added to that. And I could just hear it in my head right now.
Yes, sir.
But to quote you, this is so far so good. I can't wait to hear who's next to bless the mic with the bars.
Oh, man. Let me see who we got next. Before we get to next, let's rock out with this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio. I am your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the other host is J-Rob, the wise son, John Robinson.
That's me. That's me,
y'all. If you're listening online, absolutely, if you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And if you got buzz or spit, press one when you get here. Don't let us have all this fun by ourselves. I mean, we can, but we'd like to add you to the party. So, next up on the mic, y'all, we got Iron Man, Epiphany Zone, Mojave. What's up with you, bro?
What's happening, Brody?
What's happening, cousin?
What's happening, Captain? You did.
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Look.
I'm not going to go
there.
I will. We're not doing that tonight.
I'm pulling quadruple duty right now. So listen, I had to come through because I don't really have bars. I don't know what that is. I think bar soap. I think bar this, bar that. Bar of everything else except what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what it is. But.
Oh, you lying man.
Bro, he be lying. He's another one that be lying.
He be lying.
Bruh.
I'm just saying. I just wrote this today. I don't know if you'll like it. I don't care. I don't know if you like it. I don't care. I'm gonna read it anyway. I don't care. Before I say good day to you, gentlemen, I just wanted to make sure, because I understand it gets real packed over here, and I have no idea. I just tried to get here early, and apparently I wasn't here early enough. But because there's certain things that are going on, and I'm handling triple duty, I need to be in three places at once, and it's kind of ridiculous and impossible, but I'm doing it. However, I wanted to get to the piece. You can say I have bars or not. I don't know. You'll let me know when I'm done. Correct?
Absolutely. That is correct. We will, sir. So, J-Rob,
okay.
I see your man's to the mic.
Cuzzo,
yeah.
You got some family members down south that said hello while I was down there. And when I told them the story, they were like, you can't be serious. We'll have that conversation later. As for right now, since you don't have any bars, could you do me a favor? Can you spit the piece that you have, bring whatever bars go with it, leave the mic smoking. Go ahead and get on down.
This is a prompt from Breakfast Bars. Breakfast Bars. Ah! Anyway, Breakfast Bars called A Different World. Excuse my language for those who are listening. I'm going to use a certain word many different times, but I don't care. All right. Where I come from, they never told niggas that self-expression was freedom. They just thought niggas was dumb. Thought we listened to music and just twiddled our thumb. Bums stuck in non-expressive slums and presumption and control of black minds and black bodies to be from a world. A man free thinking is an oddity. They kept books that begged black people free than stripped and restricted truth. While mind fucking our youth. Smoke this, drink this. Anti-wordsmith. They would steal the word, this no-mo-speaking power into existence, the persistence of fight to the limit of 1619 while telling us to have a dream, telling us that we have a black leader who's been dead for decades, and this shit makes me want to scream. It makes me want to holler because black bodies in bulk are dollars. Behind bars are private prisons produced for corporations, black-on-black crime, eliminated scholars before they discovered their genius, before the discovery of self-expression, before the discovery that black love is the ultimate aggression against white supremacy, racism, intellectual cultural oppression. Tell me why we can't see black love faithfully and you can see the love and energy that you can't translate. This big dick and blick click, this big dick and big click energy, the sexy of our minds like Shonda Rhimes, goes out as soon as we land. They fucked her over as soon as she asked for tickets to Disneyland. Made them billions and they was never willing to acknowledge or tender that the amazing shit she did and how she rendered scene after scene in the ABC machine, but I digress. It's less to know how erotic flow of the drip cleans up on aisle 69, causing motherfuckers to slip into their own passion, start their own desires, comprehensive compromise, and set their erotic cells on fire. Motherfucker, because we free. Well recommended. These words be blended, drinking this ecstasy, and we be from the different world. It's where we be. And we gonna keep this fire, this different world. We be. Poem.
No, that was not no poem. That was no poem.
That part. That
those
part.
Were bars.
Bars.
Those were bars. And I peeped something that you did. But we'll get to that later. But I understand that everything that you do comes well recommended. This was a really dope piece. Stop playing.
You got it.
Stop
I
playing.
Saw you got that. You got it. Yeah, you got
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
You caught it.
Yeah. I won't get no deeper than that. I won't get no deeper, but yeah, I caught something that you did back there, brother. Yeah. Black bodies in bulk of dollars? Come on, man. Yeah, bars. Van Meadows, what say you?
Bruh. Who was you trying to fib to when you came in here, man? Who's you trying to fib to? You was trying to fib to those who were listening. Because we already knew. We already knew. Bro, this piece was an amazing write, man. You said you did that today. Amazing write. Definitely bars for sure, bro. Bars on top of bars. Dope, ink, Mojave. Bro,
I know you
pulling
triple duty. Iron Man did it again.
Did it again. All right, bro. So before we send you off, man, to your triple duty event, let everybody know what's popping off. Let everybody know what's popping off this Tuesday on your
This Tuesday. Actually, you know what I just thought? Because I just remembered. Oh, I don't know. I'm supposed to be doing Fly Speak this Tuesday. I don't really have a feature. Anybody wants a feature, holler at me. We got an open feature for Fly Spot. Fly Speak. Then following that, that's going to be War Council. It's going to be some craziness. I found some people that just want to come through and just rampage and do some craziness. So, we're going to talk about some relationship stuff. Ooh.
Nice.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah. So, and that's what we're doing. And then the following week is going to be some other stuff that's happening. Besides all that, but technically, Everything else is supposed to go, and everything's supposed to happen in the way it's supposed to happen. So I thank you, gentlemen. I bid you good day. I cannot stay any longer. I must go. But thank you. I appreciate you. Love you guys.
Well, love, well, my
bro. Right.
Love you too, man.
I bid
love
you good
one.
Day
I
as well,
good
sir.
Day. I bid you good day, sir.
Good day, bro. Good day.
I bid you good day. You,
ladies and gentlemen,
you
Iron Man.
I bid you good day.
And he's still going.
I bid you good day.
Oh, man. There's something wrong with your man, man. Something's wrong with your man. Something's wrong
hey,
with him.
What? You know, you're talking to him like, hey, good thing to you. Hey, good thing, sir.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's keep this party going.
Let's keep this party started.
Next up, 773. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Wow, you forgot me already.
Hey, my favoritist. How you doing?
I don't sound too favoritist right now.
Sick 'em, girl. Sick 'em.
How you doing?
Sound too favoritist right now. I don't know no more.
Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Jamie, the artiste. Hi, Jamie.
And what else? Say it nicely. Since you forgot who this was, say it nicely, Van.
I didn't recognize the number because she doesn't call that often.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Blaming, gaslighting. Mm.
Oh, and he said that to your face.
Come on.
She forgot who really loves her. So she, you know, so she.
That's what it was.
But it's okay. It's okay.
That's
it's okay.
It
it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. That's what makes me feel better. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. All right. How you
anyway.
Doing? How you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, J-Rob.
Oh.
Hey,
J-Rob. DSP.
How you doing? It's good to hear from you.
DSP.
See, Vance? I got the hello.
DSP.
DSP.
We're going to have that conversation later. Let's not go back in the past, man. Let's not go back in the past. I will tell you offline, beloved.
Okay.
I just want you to know that this is because of David Mott and Van Meadows why there's such a thing as DSP and LSP.
DSP.
It starts with them.
I know it. Okay.
DSP.
I know it. LSP. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
DSP.
It starts with them.
Okay. I got you. I know what it means now.
DSP. Sounds like a sexy R&B singing group. Hey, we're DSP. Welcome to the Get Down. We're going to do bars tonight. And don't worry about the light skinned balded brother. He's irrelevant right now. This is all about DSP. So
Are you done?
Yeah. Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
That's your friend. Since that's your friend, he's got something he'd like to ask you. Your friend.
Jamie, the artiste, my favoritist, is your piece locked and loaded?
I hope so.
All right, well, we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay. I figured I'd call in and do everybody's favorite poem, so I think there's some bars in there somewhere. If not, there's definitely candy bars in here. Y'all probably get that later. But, okay, here we go. I want my dessert first. Now, you can tell me that it'll ruin my appetite, but it won't work, because I've got this sweet tooth that's been on the loose that I've left hanging like a noose. Now I'm beside myself, just racking my brain as to dying to help. And, well, Since I can't think of anything else, here I am, with no real plans, just desires to feel your chocolate hands, cup my ice cream scoops as often as you can. I want your fingertips to caress my chocolate chips, then indulge in my Hershey kiss, and then cascade down my caramel wafer sticks. Oh, this is going to be bananas, so I'll split. Just as soon as you reach my soft serve switch, now use my sprinkles to top off your cone. As I peel back your wrapper and find that your king size is more than worthy of the throne. And I'll watch and caress a bit, then nibble, taste, and lick until your whipped cream escapes my lips. Won't you be my popsicle, like the red, white, and blue one that's shaped like a missile? Or perhaps my gummy worm that I love to make squirm, consuming by the inch, just stretching, twisting, pulling, and then topped off with a pinch. See, your glucose is calling my fructose, so let's merge, and we'll form our own sucrose. I need your sugar rush. Don't you understand? I'm trying to melt in your mouth and in your hands. Be my candy bar. I'll call you my almond joy and then snicker because it's about to be payday while I cuff and butterfinger your Hershey bar as you twizzle my Reese's cups and your Mr. Good Bar finds my Kit Kat and then we, whatchamacallit? Not once, but twix, left and right, and we'll explore the galaxy on the Milky Way all night because you make my starburst, so I skittle. Now taste the rainbow, just a little. See, my cream pie is yearning for your flambe, and my M&Ms, I mean, your M&Ms would definitely make my day. And while a tiramisu would definitely do, I'm only craving you. See, these easy pieces are yours to take, because you make me warm and blush like a red velvet cake. Now put your carrot cake right in my face. I just want to have a taste. See, your cream cheese frosting is such an appease, and this caramel cake will surely bring you to your knees. So I think you ought to sample my peach cobbler, then turn my pineapple upside down. Go to town, don't want to hear you drown, while I watch you divide my sweet potato pie, and I'll make your blow pop like Pop Rocks, sampling your Long John and icing like a donut shop. I'm so hooked on you now, so please don't stop. So you got me begging you for more, like, pretty please, with the cherry on top, in peace.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was, It was the, I'm trying to make you melt in my mouth and in my hands for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was a whole lot of DSP all through that piece, though. All those different chocolate candy bars. It was all of it. You know, I didn't even hear a Hershey's Cookies and Cream bar in there. I didn't hear a vanilla Twix. A white chocolate Kit Kat. Go ahead. Just go ahead, man. Just go ahead.
I heard bars, and I noticed the pitch in her voice change when you said favoritism. So I'm of the opinion that this piece is dedicated to those that are of the lighter skin persuasion, without being able to persuade, but being able to say, I dig you. And if they say, I dig you, that means I dig you, man. So without saying anything else and totally in effect, I would just say LSP is where we be.
But what is with all these divisions? It's too much.
I mean, you know, you talked about your sweet tooth, and I don't know how anybody can hear this piece and not have a sweet tooth. I mean, because clearly, I mean, when you went from the candy bars, you talked about the sundae, then you talked about tasting a rainbow.
See, only light-skinned people know how to taste the rainbow.
That's not what dark skinned people do.
Just taste a rainbow. Yeah.
What?
That's light skinned people. Taste the rainbow.
What is this chip on your shoulder? I don't understand.
He's upset. It's okay. He's a little upset. The Blog Talk lady cut him off last night really bad. I mean, really bad. Like, mid-talk, she just cut him off. And it was an overtime, and he couldn't get back in. So
he's better just take it out on everybody?
I'm not doing anything. I said nothing. I said nothing.
Oh, my God.
I said nothing. I enjoy the poetry. And I love the bars. I love the bars. There's no DSP involved. It's just
a lot
pure
of DSP.
Bars.
A lot of
pure bars. But I can tell that there's a couple of lines in there that favor a certain radio host that has
nice.
Hazel eyes and a bald head.
You must be looking at a multiverse version of yourself, sir. I'm convinced. It all makes sense.
It's like you're creating drama where there is none. This is just a general broad piece. I wanted to reach people where they were.
Unlike
my co-host, I genuinely love this piece.
I love the piece too.
No ifs, ands, buts, or light skin maybe. I mean, no ifs, ands, buts, or maybe.
Do I have to write a piece and dedicate it entirely to you to get you to stop all this whining on air?
Yes, do that. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen,
That is it.
Nope. Too late.
If y'all dedicate a piece to J. Rob the Wise Son, we already did this. If we have any shows like this, there has got to be shows dedicated strictly to those with hazel eyes.
Nope.
Can't be a J. Rob thing. We did J. Rob on Monday.
The difference between Monday and next week, Monday was J. Rob's poetry. We read your work. Next week will be J. Rob's dedication. Oh, man. And y'all should bring all kinds of pieces.
Nope.
Thank you,
dedicate
to
Van Meadows.
Thank you, Cleveland.
J-Rob. Nope. J-Rob and Van Meadows. That's how it's going to have to happen. It'll have to happen to J-Rob and Van Meadows. Not just the one of us, because the get down is a two-person get down. I'm just saying.
Ignite people to take
and
the
look,
blues
and
so
look.
You can just holler out LSP all night. And then he'll be hollering out the...
Right.
You just can't win. This is exhausting.
Dear Mr. DSP. I love it.
Dear Mr. LSP.
Oh, I love it.
I got it. How do I love thee? Let me tell you about your LSP.
Really, Jay? You had to one-up me, huh? It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Jamie, my favoritist, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor. We're going to send you over so that you, my dear, can get in that MC cipher and do what it is you do, because that piece did have a lot of bars in it. I mean, all kinds of candy bars, Snickers. I even heard... What's that? What's the one with the payday? Chock full of nuts. Yeah. Okay. off you go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Really, man? That's where we're at.
One love, one mic, Jamie. Take your socks off, baby.
Oh, my God.
next artist on the mic. Who do we have?
What's up, man? How are you?
Oh, man. Doing
well,
great.
This evening is a good evening now. Who can I say is on the mic?
Oh, Jay, you know who it is.
The Shining Poetess
shining
is on
poetess.
The mic. Shining
Speaker.
Shining Speaker, a.k.a. the
yes.
Poetess.
Yes.
A.k.a.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How you
she
doing,
is.
Kings? How you doing, Kings?
Doing good, Queen.
How
she,
are
going
you
out.
Doing?
She is here. She has arrived.
I'm not light-skinned, so I can taste the rainbow.
Enjoy.
Sure,
enjoy.
I'm more mocha flavored, so I'm like, wow, light-skinned people can't taste the rainbow. He has tripped straight off the planet with that one. I've never heard that before. That was new for me. It was new.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you.
Mocha's kind of in between. So, you know, that's
it can go both ways, let me tell you. We can hit the light. We can hit the dark. It just goes both ways. Yep.
During the winter months, you can hang with the light skin folk, and during the summer months, you can chocolate goodness with us African guys. There you go.
Equal opportunity.
Oh,
I do not
that's
discriminate.
What I'm saying.
Do you hear me? I don't
see,
do that.
See, see, that's what I'm saying. Now we the same cat. Now we the same cat.
Yes.
Okay. We're here now.
We're here now. We're here now. Okay. All right. Well, welcome, Shining Speaker. Welcome.
Thank you very much, King. I appreciate that. I appreciate the welcome. I do.
And my DSP brother, we've cleared the stage. We have a brand new mic for you to leave smoking. But my brother, he's going to usher you to the mic. Mr. DSP, would you please?
Oh, most definitely, Dr. LSP. Most definitely. beloved Shiny Poet. Excuse me, beloved, but I'm going to make the assumption that your piece is locked and loaded.
It is indeed.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear this. So me and Van Meadows are going to take two steps to the back and make a left turn. We would love for you to spit that piece, bring those bars, and would you please leave the mic smoking and get on down.
Thank you very much. I promise you I will leave that shine on the stage. And this piece is simply titled Journey. As you awaken my ink with your energy, it starts with playfulness and ends intertwined in the yin and the yang. Damn, I can already feel your heat. Feel it as it slowly rises outside, inside my thighs as you size me up for the task at hand. Time is now standing still because we can't catch the rhythm while it's lost in flight. We can't fight the volumes our body speaks in the silence of this room. Too loud to ignore, but too quiet for anyone to hear because it's ours. Our bedroom antics, our excerpts, inserts another page because it's about to get real. You lick your lips as you stare as if it's rare to touch me there with just your gaze. So let me grab my pen. While you seduce my mind one more time, deep oceans filling the motions of my gratitude for your gift. Wandering lips finding treasures only a real miner can discover. Not just a lover, but a damn good gardener you are. Because my two lips are two lips for the sun undone as my warmth keeps my quills quivering. Now I'm shivering as the bottom falls beneath us. A release so deep you drown till you're dizzy with dripping. It's that good hit from my well that never runs dry. A waterfall created. It's running down our caverns over these hills, feeding a thrill that sets my pen on stretch. Can I fetch the words that describe the feeling of your fever fueling my delight? I won't even try. But let me say this as I turn to the next page of this piece. At the very least, we gotta get naked, because that's where intimacy leaves its autograph, and it is written all over us. As minutes turn to magic, hours flow to eternity and span the moments. Moments that can't be duplicated until the next time our bodies are taking on excursions of euphoria that supersedes the stars above us. permanent impressions imprinted deeply. Lip to lip, skin to skin, heart to heart, our bodies may part, but the lullaby remains on the aria we sang or moaned. During that long night's memoir, filled with pleasures of the bride, that stride is our God straight caught in that tide. Too far out to turn around now, we're stranded. As we lay lost in the moments of ecstasy past the destination of one night's journey. And that's that shine.
Van Meadows.
You know, there was a line that you said in here that just entices me. You said, we got to get naked because that's where intimacy begins.
That part.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got to get naked because that's where intimacy leaves its autograph. Yeah, you know, intimacy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It is written
all over
us. It's written all over us. Doesn't that just make you want to get naked? I mean, that's just, you know.
It's like, I'm taking clothes off. Wow, wait.
Right.
Well, the bit.
Wait, this is
Jesus.
Never mind.
But this has so many bars in it. And what I like about it was I liked your flow as you delivered it. It was like, I'm going to give you these bars, but I'm also going to make love to your inner earlobes, your inner eardrum, while my words suck your earlobes. Honey.
You should be.
Me.
Bro.
You should already be naked. Exactly.
Her poetry said, my poetry is like ice cream to get the best effect. You got to use your tongue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That part.
Ooh.
That part.
My gracious.
That
my
part.
Gracious.
That part.
Oh,
and
man.
Be careful because it does drip. Now it drips. And be just
mm.
keep up.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Keep up.
Whew.
I like where you're headed at.
Indeed.
Mm.
Yeah. That's how I roll. That's how I roll. So don't be fooled when you look on my page and see Jesus. You know, you can be sensuous and love the Lord.
You got that on what? You better believe it. You better believe
it. Just saying.
Where are
for the listeners
where
out there
where,
that doubt, you know.
Listen, for you listeners that doubt, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Where the heck do you think little Christians come from?
You said it before. You did. You did.
Didn't God tell Adam to be fruitful and multiply?
From getting naked.
What the heck did
y'all
think they mean?
Yeah.
From getting naked.
I'm saying. Multiplication. That's math there
right.
is. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I like it. I like it.
Me too. And I ain't never going to stop liking it. Hello. I'm just saying.
Don't ever stop liking it. Nah.
Never.
If you ever stop liking it, please tell me so that I can try harder because, you know, it should never stop.
Absolutely. Ever.
Ever. Exactly. See? Now you hear. That's right.
J-Rob.
I loved every bit of this, and these were bars, perfectly executed, and did not wilt in the least bit. I loved every part of it. That's why I wrote, did she just drip that piece yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
See, if I'm dripping, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like graduation for me, because
yeah.
I like it.
My goodness.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you. We're going to send you on to the Get Down Dance Floor where the cypher circle is just getting bigger and bigger. So go ahead and get comfy and, you know, represent. Can you handle that for us?
Yes, sir. You know I can.
All right. Thank you so much.
I love the
ladies
way
and gentlemen.
You said that. Yes, you can.
Yes. Oh, man. Shining speaker. My goodness. One love, one mic, queen.
One love, one mic.
Bruh, I don't know what happened to our next caller. The next caller that was in queue, she dropped. It was Bella. And I don't know if I would have been able to handle Jamie the Artiste, Shining Speaker, and Bella back-to-back like that. It would have been a problem. It would have been a problem.
Yes, good.
So.
Come back, Bella.
Somebody tell Bella to come on back. Tell her come on back. Man, listen. We got a treat next. We got a nice little treat. Not little.
Come on.
We got a nice big treat, right? Because when it comes to bars, he's got to be one of my favorites when he spits his bars. Wolf Hours on, y'all. My brother Divine Demon is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, fellas?
No, man, what's going on with you, man? Good to hear you, bro.
Good to be heard. How y'all feeling?
Hey, man, everything is good when a brother like yourself walks through the door, man.
Appreciate that.
Indeed, man. How you been, man? You been doing all right?
Good, man. Okay, I just came back from Vegas. I was out there for 7 days, so, you know, I had to show up and, you know, do a little something and come back alive and safe and all of that.
Good, man. I'm glad you get back safe and sound, but hopefully you had a great time out there. Because what I hear, man, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to keep my secret because nothing really happened, so I ain't got to worry about nothing getting out.
I know that's right, bro.
That sounds like a bros challenge where the bros should just get together and just be like, let's recreate the Hangover.
Hangover? Oh, man, yes. Yes, let's do it.
We got to convince Chris.
Let's do it. Get Metaphoria.
Let's do it. Get Divine Demon.
Get Larry.
Rebel P.
Oh, man. Don't forget C-Double, man. We got to get
C-Double. We got to get Coach. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I was check this out. I was listening to the show earlier, and I think J-Rob said it should be a green eye or hazel eye challenge. I'm down with that. You got to have green or hazel eyes to spit that night.
Dun,
oh, man. That'll work. Don't agree with him, bro. You're not making it any better, bro.
In the words of Denzel Washington, my man.
Oh, man.
But like I said, I might only be $6 on the phone that night, but, you know, I'm going to have to deal with FCC on that one.
This is true.
Yeah.
But it'll be 6 good callers.
That's true. That is true.
That's all. It'll be 6 good callers.
People might be buying contacts on Wednesday night.
There it is.
That's right.
Look, where his head is at.
We're gonna have to have them take pictures and put them in the event page to prove that they got that hazel or green eyes. We need proof. We need visual proof.
Like right then and there, before they spit.
Right. Well, yeah. Y'all know my guy green eyes too. They kind of grayish, but he calls them color eyes.
Man,
well, mine are dark brown, so I don't know.
Yeah, you got to get some contacts, bro.
I'm not above that. I could do that.
J-Rob, you sent me something the other day. I need you to send what you sent me to Divine Demon. He's my bro, and I know he would appreciate that as well.
Say less. I got you covered.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So, Van Meadows, would you like to bless our brother with the next question?
Absolutely. Divine Demon, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Is your piece locked and loaded?
It is, indeed.
All right, brother. So we want to hear those bars, man. So me and J-Rob, we got a fresh mic because Shining Speaker just tore the other one up. It's a fresh mic for you. For you to leave it smoking, go ahead and get down.
All right. I'm gonna do the best I can. Give me a second. I remember the first day we met. It was the second week of the third month of the fourth quarter. It was the fifth dimension of my ascension, so I knew we were destined for success. We made love, not success, and my sixth sense told me that you would lead me to seventh heaven. You're already famous. I was nameless, but your eyes told me there was no game to this, and your soul told me the direction of our affection was not aimless. I never questioned the selection of how it came to this. Now that you've drifted away, I think of you every day. I don't fret or wonder about my blunders because I'm at peace when I pray. Our hearts are in unison. Our unison and together our chakras will always stay. So I know you're never, ever far away. I can admit it. You truly became a part of me. It was a slow process and it happened amazingly. We were individuals who were reciprocal and we bonded unequivocally. You're the reason for this poet's plea. Yeah, thus it was noted, I'm devoted to you, Miss Poetry. In peace, Krista Gifted.
Yo.
Krista Gifted. You know how he says
yes,
that
sir.
With just such a smooth voice? Krista the Gifted. You know who it is. You know what it is.
Yeah.
It ain't going to change.
Yeah.
Just a little flavor.
Nah, man, this was everything, bro. I read this piece earlier, and after I read it, I immediately said, "That's why you are the eighth wonder of society, bro."
Yeah, you did.
Because
appreciate that too, man.
Absolutely, because when you write. It's just something about the way you string together your words, your metaphors, and the thought process behind your writing. And I just dig that, bro. I just dig your style. I dig your ink. I dig your pen. I think you're phenomenal. I think you're dope, man. That's why you're like one of my favorites, bro. Hands down.
Appreciate that. Coming from you, man, with the range. And the intellect that you have, man, that is an amazing compliment, for real.
Appreciate you, bro. J-Rod.
Likewise.
First and foremost, Lou King, it's been a minute since I've heard you. I'm a diehard fan. I pull no punches when it comes to that. You and I have had these conversations. So when I get a chance to hear you do your thing, I sit back, cross my legs, toss my head behind. My head behind my hands and go, listen to this cat flow. I love what I hear from you, bro. Your pen stays wet, and you just keep doing your thing more and more. So when you do things like this, I'm the lucky one because I get a chance to hear it first. And if anyone else is tuned in, they get to hear it too, but then y'all get to hear it on the replay. But bro, when you do this, this just solidifies why I'm such a big fan of your work. Keep it up.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, J-Rock.
Man. Well, my brother, when you started off with that,
yeah. The whole I'm kicking play with your ear joint, I was like, oh!
Right, man, right. I was like,
It's about to go down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, not too much, just a little flavor in here.
Appreciate that, bro. That's like one of my favorite hip hop songs. Rest in peace, Craig Mack. That's one of my favorite.
Exactly.
My brother was right here. He was right here in South Carolina too, and I did not know it. He was one of my, you know, I dug the brother, and Flavor in Your Ear is like a staple in hip hop. It's like a staple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
down in history. And regardless where the party's at, when that comes on,
yeah,
you hear
man.
People go, oh!
Yeah, you'd be like, yo. I mean, and there's a lot of hip-hop songs like that, rap songs. Another one that comes to mind is Mary J. and Method Man, You're All I Need. It's
right.
Just to stick to you, man. You know.
Yeah, it's like Mama's Good Cooking.
Right. Eric B. and Rakim's Paid in Full. You know, it's just timeless hip-hop classics, bro. And that's definitely one, man. And I appreciate you for bringing that as part of your piece, bro, as well.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the platform.
Absolutely,
indeed.
Brother. Now we got to get you, definitely, for sure. Now, we got to get you on over to that Get Down dance floor, man, where the cypher is jumping. I mean, when I tell you they going in, the DJ been sending me audio clips of what's happening out there, you know, bro. Get on out there and enjoy yourself and have a good time in that cypher.
I will do that. Y'all stay cool.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, Fine Demon, a.k.a. Chris the Gifted, coming through. One love, one mic, my brother. Man. AJ, I got to get a little bit of this, man. I got to get a little bit of this, man.
Talk to me.
Here's another one, and another one, from Lil' Kim, the Queen Bee. This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right, yo. I just raised this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting...
Let me stop before I go in. Bro, man, how you feeling about the show?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling about the show, bro? How you feel about this show, bro?
Bro, we get to kick bars. I am in love with this show. We get to spit bars. And not that I get a chance to do it often, bro, but when we get a chance to just flip poetry scripts like that, yeah, I'm all in. I'm digging it. How you digging it?
Bro, I'm digging it, man. When I tell you I'm digging it, man, I'm really digging it, man. It's a phenomenal show, man. Just dope poetry, dope bars. You know, the ladies try to come through and try to really do something to us, man. When I say they really tried to do something, they tried to do something to us. And, man, I tell you, man, it's just great energy, great atmosphere, man. I love it, man. I love it.
I can't say no more, man. I really love when people get a chance to come up and show this show the kind of love that they feel it deserves, and they bring it to us the way that they bring it to us, it's a humbling feeling to have, to know that there are people out there that dig us and dig what we do that much. And when they do the things that they do on the microphone, when they bring pen and pad together in perfect unison, it's a beautiful look, man. I love this.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the epiphany lineup for the week. Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, at 10 p.m. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy with La Pearl at Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is The Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Essentially, John East running the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is The Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. And, ooh, they came and said the topic is, what's your safe word? And then we'll be right back here next week for another edition of The Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. We probably need to talk to For Real about Monday night since it's a holiday. Stay tuned, y'all.
Actually,
the
holiday
y'all.
Is on Sunday.
The holiday is on Sunday, but it's being observed Monday. Yeah, he might still do the show. I don't know. I'll talk to him. We'll see. But plan for a show on Monday night. Plan for a show Monday night. But last words, we're going to start with my brother, J-Rob, the wise son.
First and foremost, thank you to everyone who came through and anyone who got kicked off. Our deepest apologies. But this is what we do when we come to the Get Down. This is all about you guys. We're blessed to be able to have a platform that allows us an opportunity to share what we do with you. And without you, there is no show. It's just Van and I having a conversation. So thank you all for taking time out of your busy evening with your families or whoever else is important to you to be with me and Van. Love you all. Van Meadows, you already know how I feel, bro. I stand in salute of you, poetry, your gift, and the fact that your brotherhood and your friendship means more to me than I can ever put to any piece of poetry. I don't have the right adjectives and nouns and conjunctions to even state it. Because without you, bro, can't do this show. Salute, King. And you know who loves you.
Absolutely, my brother. Man, likewise, I echo those same sentiments right back to you, man. You're a phenomenal person, man, a phenomenal individual. And I'm glad that you're my brother, man. It almost feels like that we was twins in the womb, man, just two different wombs. So I appreciate you, man, and I dig what you bring to the Get Down, just what you bring to the community and what you do in society, bro. You're a pillar in a community. You got people that look up to you, bro, and I look up to you, you know. To the Get Down family, the Epiphany family, we appreciate you. We love you. Without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. Let's be clear. This is your show. We just facilitate and host and have a good time with you while we're doing it. So we thank you all for just being diligent and coming through to Get Down and sharing your art with us. That's the most important thing, because when you share your art here, you're heard on Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube, and other various platforms. So we appreciate you, and you're being heard globally, not just, you know, in your local state or in the U.S., but you're being heard around the world, so we thank you for that. Again, let's give it back to our CEO, Larry Maddox, for giving us Epiphany Radio, giving us this platform. We appreciate you. One love, one mic. I'm going to play a track for us to get out of here, too. Something to continue to spur all of your, you know. But I'm going to slow it down a little bit because I dig these cats right here, and they're going to take us out, ladies and gentlemen, nice and smooth.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, quick, quick. Sometimes I rhyme slower, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, take the lick. I'll go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick. Want my Timberland boots so I can start to kick. Scandalous, get a whip of this mist. Just left the yard, boy, now I'm blessed. I feel good, purse ain't good state of mind. Drive a red Sterling and the seats recline. I love it when a matey treats me kind. Go to tavern on the green, I have a glass of wine. He say, she say, I heard it through the grapevine. No static, got an automatic. Too much of anything makes you an addict. Season, season, all so pleasing. Don't ask why, I got my own reasons. Smooth beat, great, nice, lick, nick, click. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick, quick, quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick, quick, quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I was on 125 in St. Nick, waiting on a cab, standing in the rain, under my heart. Got the best of me, what was the destiny? Maybe I should lick her with my 9mm. My mind is in a blur, cause you can never pay me to think this would occur. Me and this girl Jane Doe was living together. We were inseparable, no one could sever. At least that's what I thought, but later I fought with a substance and almost ended up in Supreme Court. When I was on the road doing shows getting in, she was in my Benz getting snippy with a friend. And even when she crashed my whip, I didn't flip. My man Slick Nick said, smooth, you're starting to flip. Time went on, I started noticing weight loss. Then I had to ask her, was she riding a white horse? At first she said no. Then she said, yo, smooth, I'm sorry, but I keep having visions of snow, I need blow. And I said, whoa, little hottie, I'm not DeLorean, Gabino, or Gotti. I don't joke,
now she's sniffing again. Sometimes I rhyme close, sometimes I rhyme quick.